Kira Boisai, Sunday morning, Parshas, Chayasora, Topshin, Pei Beis. Is this the last year you're going to be here in person? Not shaykh. Okay. Talking about Dr. David Margolis is going to make Aliyah Bez Hashem Yisbarach. This will be his last year in person. We can imply from there that you will be on the phone otherwise. To be determined. We'll see what happens. Zok the Halakha Mishnah on Daf Chav Zayin Amid Beis. Top of the Mishnah. Top of the Amid. Ein Moichwin Eshel Rabim Liyochid. You may not sell a shul. A shul that belongs to the Rabim and may not be sold to a Yochid. Nei Shem Oyridin Oysoy Mikedusha Soy. Because by doing that, you take it down from its Kedusha Divir Rameir. This is the opinion of Rameir. We'll explain this in a moment. Amr Loyim Kain. Af Loyim Meir Gedoyla Liyakitana. You may not even go from a larger city to a smaller city. Now, we had a halacha. And the halacha was, that something which is sold by the Zion Tuve Ha'ir, Lefnei Ha'ir, anything can be sold. Rav Meir disagrees with that. He holds it cannot be sold. These are complicated shilas, emotional shilas as well. Selling a shul under any circumstances is always very challenging, except Baruch Hashem, if a person zeicha, if a community is zeicha to sell a shul to a shul, as we were zeicha. And of course, nowadays, there are many people, yesterday was at a kiddush, from people Rabbi Rakish shul, they had no idea that Rabbi Rakish shul, the 2949 of it was Yishurin. You know, people that 16 years already, people may not necessarily know the history. We were very, very fortunate to be able to do that. Zok the Gemara Shapei Komalei Rabbanan Ramei, Rabbanan said, well, to Ramei, if you're going to differentiate that way, he said, differentiate it from an Yagudala to an Yagatana as well. That's a different shiloh about a shul based manager becoming a not now. 1 second. Remeya mi agedolia ketan. Remeya holds from an agedolia to an ekitano mi ikoro kedisha hashadami kedisha. Since it was a shul and now it's a shul, there's no problem. Me rabbi liyochid like a kedusha. Zok di gemara rabbonon. I ikol meichush ki agavno nami ikol meichush. Mishum beroivam hadris melech. Bonnet said to Remeya. You're concerned, Remeya says, from Nei Gedoyla to Nei Ketana, the problem is it lost its Kedusha. But we're going to go from Rabban Liyochid. So Remeya said, you can't sell from Rabban to Yochid. Rabban to Yochid loses its Kedusha. Nei Gedoyla, Nei Ketana, it maintains the same Kedusha. It may be that there were 1,000 people, now there are only 200 people. But whatever it is, or maybe there are only 20 people, but it's still a rabbim. Once it's more than 10, what nafkamina does it make? So the Chazal, Rabbonin, said back to Rameya, but what about the concept of Bereivam Hadris Melech? Bereivam Hadris Melech. That also is a diminution of its Kedusha. Rameya held not like that. Rabbonin held that that also is the same. And therefore the Rabbanan said to Rav Meir, we have a problem from an Eir Gedoyla to an Eir Ketana as well, even if you will maintain dominion and therefore the sanctity will be maintained, but there's going to be a problem. Zok the Halakha Mishnah, Andav Chav Zayin Amid Beis, the second Mishnah.
How do you know when to apply Barova?
That's a very good question. Obviously, Rameya holds not like that. That's the point here, that, this is a Shaila, the Rav Hadris Melech, it is mentioned a few times. One of the times where it's mentioned with significance is by Kriyas HaMegillah. It's also mentioned in Hilchos Shabbos. This is a big issue. I don't want to say anything that Chas V'Shalom should be turned into, sour grapes, as they say. But making all types of shuls or making more minyanim in one shul. I know we're standing here in 3052. All these types of shilas. When do you say Barav Hamad? Barav Am Hadris Melech. When don't you say Barav Am Hadris Melech? It's a serious shaila. It seems that the norm is that if there's going to be any mile in what you're doing, then that mile trumps Barav Am Hadris Melech. That's the way we seem to be acting. Even in the Kollel right now, the liquid Kollel, they changed and they added in a Vosikid minion, which greatly decreased the amount of people in their regular minyan, but davening vasikin is a milah. I'm assuming that's what Reb David Zucker Paskin. That's Reb David Paskin. A meichah basically says al tanai. You can't tell basically that says al tanai. What does that mean? Shemir tzu yachziru divrei meir. Okay, this we have to explain. going to sell the shul on tonight, that if we get the money back, the meicher says, I'm selling the shul on the tonight, that if we get the money back, we're going to buy it back from you. We can sell it forever. Four things you can't sell it for. L'merchotz, a bathhouse, l'borsaki, a tannery, l'tfila, for doing a tfila, l'beis ha-mayim, and either for washing. I said either, there's another shot, it means Rachman al-Azan is a bathroom. If you don't even make sell the shame chotz, you can sell it for a chotz, l'kech mashiyir tzayasas. As I said again, this is a very big tumult. In every city it's been a tumult. I told you the story already with Rabbi Eichenstein and his family. This is at any city in which the neighborhood in which the Jews once lived changed its safety level, for lack of a better term, and people moved out, what happened to all the old shuls? This is a very serious issue. Very serious issue. It needs psak from big rabbonim and big poiskim about what to do with the old building when you move.
What does that mean? He sells it for a chutzner and then they use.
Lemaisa, right now, you know, as it stands, you know, again, I'm not giving you any blanket psak over here because they're too complicated. But the shul should turn into one of these four places as a shrek, and there's no question. I mean, idach gisa. As I'm telling you, Rabbi Eichenstein said himself, even though it was a big monetary hit, they never sold the shul for anything else. I don't even know what the building is doing there right now. I don't know what happened to the old.
City knocked it down.
Huh?
I think the city knocked it down.
Okay, it could be that they had no, you know, they had no more arshul, meaning actually Knesset Israeli also, I think, became dangerous and they had a, you know, they knocked it down. I saw our building one time, actually Knesset Israel, it was a pachad to see the building. And where the pachad was at the front of the building is the same as the front of the Oren, the black Oren that we have presently. I don't even know which room it's in right now. I'm sorry, but the black wooden Oren, Rabbi Beryl Wein said that he remembers it being in Ashkenazi Shul, which was called the Rosh Hashanah Shul, which was really the biggest shul in Chicago. They told me it was Rabbi.
Your father down there.
Okay, you know it's a. You know, Big issues. Zok the Gemara. Ula Reb Meir. Hechi Daribo. Havile Ribbis. Okay, now this is Derech Agav. Ribbis. What's Ribbis doing over here? Let's get a very clear, succinct understanding. If somebody says, Alochem of Ureshes and Nuchas Ribbis. If Reuven sells a house, he doesn't want to sell his house. He sells his house to Shimon. He tells Shimon, listen, Shimon, if I get money, will you let me buy it back from you right away? Shimon says, yes, absolutely. Okay, so let's understand what just happened here. Ribbis is complicated, let's understand. Reuven sold his house to Shimon, which means, in effect, Shimon gave Reuven $100,000. Give him $100,000. Reuven, 6 months later, gives Shimon back $100,000. So what happens? Shimon gives the house back to Reuven, right? It comes out, after 6 months, Shimon has his money back, plus he lived rent-free in the house for 6 months. That's called ribs. Again, Reuven had a house. Reuven needed cash. He sold his house to Shimon for $100,000 cash. Shimon gave the $100,000. Shimon lived in the house. Reuven subsequently got the money, gave Shimon back $100,000. Shimon now has his $100,000, gives back the house. So it ends up he lived in the house free for 6 months. Lura Meir, Hechi Dairibo, Havile Ribis, Amrav Yechanon, what we're going to explain that in a moment. The Tanya, somebody owed $100 and he sold his field in order to take care of the loan. If, let's get this straight now, Reuven owes Shimon $100,000. Okay. Reuven is not paying. Shimon says, give me a house. Reuven says, okay, take my house. My field. Who eats the payrus of the field? If Reuven, the owner, eats the payrus for 6 months, there's no problem. If Shimon, the buyer, eats the payrus, there's a problem. Because if after 6 months, once again, he gets back his money and everything returns to the way it was, but he ate fruit for 6 months for free, that's ribbis. He also said, they'll bochab his mancha moicha oichel payrus mutter. Lekeach oichel payrus. Awesome. If you don't have a field, lekeach oichel payrus mutter. Why? The Yom Rav Yehuda, Maisa Bebitus Ben Zoynein She'osa Sadeo Mecher Al Pirav Osa Ben Azayev Olikeach Oichal Peiris Oyo. You see, it's okay for the Olikeach to eat the Peiris. Amaloi Misham Raya There's no raya. You got the story wrong. Meicher echo peresoya. V'lo lo keach. My benayu tzad echad beribis iko benayu. Ma'asovat tzad echad beribis mutar. Ma'asovat tzad echad beribis osur. Stop. Ruvain loan Shimon $100,000 at 10%. There's going to be ribis. It's vade ribis. Here's $100,000. You'll pay me back $110,000. That's ribis. Finish. Awesome. Ruvain has a house. He says to Shimon, I need cash. I'm going to sell you my house for $100,000. After 6 months, if I have the money, you'll give it back to me. Shimon ate or slept or derived benefit from the house for 6 months for free. But that will not necessarily happen because it could be Ruvain will never come up with the money and he'll never buy the house back from Shimon. When you loan a person money, you say, give me 10%, that's not called tzarecha. It's not one side that it may happen, it may not happen. It's happening. But if you sell the house, it may not happen. When it's only tzarecha beribis, then it's going to be mutter. Talk to Yomara, Rava Omar. No. The kuli amot tzarecha beribis, asur. V'choribis amonas lahachzerika, man, I have a different shiloh. Ma'asav ribis amonas lahachzer mutter, ma'asav asur. Can I lend you money? You'll give me ribis. And afterwards, I will give the ribis back to you. That's another show. That's a machlokes. Okay, the ma'aseh tzarecha beribis is also a tumul. All these things are tumuls, but there are definitely makom to be makel by tzarecha beribis. Look, the hilukim are right in the last narrow line. You can sell it. Except for four things. If a person is davening. It's mutter for a person to relieve himself to urinate. What are you telling us? Which means you can make it into a bathroom afterwards. Only a basic anesthesis that is a set building. The kaviyah kudusha say a dalad amas, but if a person dalad amas to loy kaviyah kudusha, but if a person davened in a spot loy, then you don't have to worry about this. Tony Tiger made Rav Nachman of his Paul Marachi, Dalad Abbas, who mashed in, he should move away. Dalad Abbas, if somebody daven, he stood in the spot and he daven, and then he has to relieve himself, move away. Dalad Abbas, who mashed in.
This is one thing I don't understand this whole thing. Someone actually
urinating
in the shul?
Not in the shul.
In the place where it was?
The place, no. Right now we're talking about where a person daven mincha in a field.
Okay.
And after finishing mincha, he had to urinate. Tony Tanika made Rav Nachman Rispal Machi Daladamis. You should Machi Daladamis, Umashtin. Va Mashtin and somebody urinated Machi Daladamis, Umispalel. Omele Bishlai, Mamashtin. Ha Mashtin, somebody urinates Machi Daladamis, Umispalel, Tanina. Kama Yachik Mehen, Uminatsoya. How far away should a person get from urine or from Tsoya feces? Daladamis. El Mispalel Machi Daladamis, Umashtin. A Mispalel should be Machi Daladamis and be Mashtin. Lomoli, what's this about? Why do you have to walk away? Dalad Amos, where you daven? Yochi, and if you want to tell me, because it's Kedusha, as Mark just wanted to ask, Yochi, Kedushinu, the Kula Shavila de Nado. There isn't a spot in the streets of Nado where people didn't daven a mincha. Tony, Yeshe, doesn't mean Machik. Wait, Dalad Amos. Bishlam, a mashtid, if a person urinates Yeshe, he should wait. Kedeh, he looked Dalad Amos, Bishlam, he cites this, because there are drops that come out. They have to wait. El mispal somebody daven yisha. Why do you have to wait? Kedei hiluk dalad amis lomali. Amar Rav Ashi should call dalad amis. Tfilosai misedura for the 1.8 seconds that it takes to walk dalad amis. A person still his lips are still moving. For chushay merachshin svasai, and therefore you should wait dalad amis before you start davening. Okay, everybody say these halachas are also every one of these halachas needs a shear. I would say so far for what we learned, we need about I'd say a week and a half. Because over here you have a big issues, children's diapers, hospitalization, Rahman al-Islam, where a person cannot get off the bed, and there's a chamber pot where a person could get off the bed, but there's just a toilet in the room that's not surrounded. These are all very, very serious shilas. A person who comes to shul, with a baby comes to shul with diapers, that's a big shila. Some people, Rahman al-Islam, they become incontinent, that's the word. I didn't have to wear diapers. These are all very big shilas, and they are no geya. They are no geya. Unfortunately, they're no geya. I mean, with children, maybe it's not unfortunate, you know, little kids, but, you know, it's an issue. It's, many of the halachas are that if a child is wearing a diaper and there's no odor, then it's okay because it's covered up by the diaper. And the big shaila is when a person, Rahman al-Islam, needs to have be catheterized, right? There's a catheter and the urine's coming out all the time. That's even more complicated because urine's coming out. Can he daven all the urine's coming out? And if the bag has urine in it, so then, you know, then again, if it's covered and there's no smell, then you could daven. But if the person is constantly, and he can't tell when he's giving up urine, these are, these shaglas, unfortunately, are not nogeya. They are nogeya. Okay. Zion Lamed Fei Nun Simon. This is a very geshmaka piece of Gemara right now. Zakta Hilik Gemara. We're going to be talking about a concept of Bamaharachti Yomim. Shol Talmidav Hashabi Zakai, Bamaharachti Yomim. Why were you Zaycha to live so long? I'm a Lemmy Yomim Leishtanti. Mayim B'toich Dalad Amishel Tzvila. I never urinated within Dalad Amishel Tzvila. B'loi Kenisi Shem Lechavari. I never called my friend by a name. L'vitalti Kiddush Hayom. I was never Vatal Kiddush Hayom, which means I was never said Kiddush Friday night of a bread where I didn't make sure to have wine. Ima Sakena. My mother was an elderly woman, Hoysali. I had an elderly mother. Pamachas Machor Kippa. One time she sold the veil of her head. Unbelievable. Sheber Isha. She brought me Kiddush Hayom. Now, there were many people of pre-war Europe who never made Kiddush Friday night on wine. We have no idea what's going on in our lives. We're throwing out blue bottles like nickels over here.
What did she sell?
She sold the veil that she wore on her head.
She
had a different cover that was much less expensive. Tana, Kishemesa, when she died, they had no money. When she died, Hanichal Gimel Meis Garvi Yayin, she had 300 barrels of wine. Kishemes, who? Hanichal Bonner Shloishes Alvin Garvi Yayin, he had 3,000 barrels. Avhuna, having Osarisa, he tied grass around his pants as a belt. V'koi Kamei Rav, Omalei Maihai, what is this? Omalei Lahavili, I didn't have wine, and the Bach puts in Lahavili Chamra L'Kiddush. I didn't have wine for Kiddush on Friday night. Umeshkante Lameyas, I put my belt up as a mashkin. We also made Kiddush, and I made Kiddush. Omalei, hey, Rava! The Tetum Bishiroi, you should be covered with silk. Ki Yichlo Rava Rei Ravuna. I put in the word Di. You have Di Ravuna? Ki Yichlo Rava Rei Ravuna, or you have Di Ravuna? Who? Ravuna?
Without a doubt.
Okay. Ki Yichlo Rava Rei Ravuna. Inish Gutsa, he was a short man. Habigano Apuri, he was lying on bed. Now maybe it says he was short because because you'll see what happened. They didn't notice him. Ashin Bante, his daughter-in-law came in, because his daughters and his daughter-in-law, Shochan, Vishajin Minai, Alayu, Ad, Ito, Mishiroi. They all took off whatever they were wearing, their outer garments, and they put them on the bed. And it was all silk. Everything was made out of silk. Silk cost a fortune. Shomer Rav heard the Ikbid, and he got upset. Why was he upset? Oma, my time, Aloy Amarati Li, when I gave you the bracha, why didn't you say to me, Ki Brachticha V'chein Lamar? Why don't you say V'chein Lamar? V'chein Lamar. Why don't you say V'chein Lamar? Rashi says, Af ato tehe mevorach l'kach shema hoya eis rotzoin. Because maybe it was an eis rotzoin, but it's kind of happy, and I would have the same bracha.
What happened with the silk? I missed it.
The silk was that, that's how much silk. It was a bracha to get silk. V'chein Lamar. They should have said V'chein Lamar. Shal told me to say also ben Shemua. And you have to say the Simon says Zion for Yerchidim and Zakai, or Zakai, and the Aleph is either dropped, it's like nowadays people have a nickname, they've called Eliezer, they call him Laser. Or because the Lamed is more significant than an Aleph, which is more common. Shaul told me there was a shuvah marach diyom imam b'lehem yom leisisi kaper dary lebeis akedah says I never made a shortcut to a shul v'lei pasati el roshiyam kodesh. And when the people were sitting and I walked into shir and it looked like I'm standing on the heads, I never let that happen. I came into a side door, I came in earlier, whatever I did to avoid it. When I saw see kapai b'loi bracha and I never duchim without a bracha. The question is, what does that mean? Never duchim without a bracha. So some say it means you never duchim without a bracha because when the kahanim in those days, when the kahanim got up to duchim, one person made a bracha for everybody. I never duchen without me leading the tzibur. Shaul told me to be afraid of marach the yomim. With what were you marach yomim? Amalehem yom. I like kidmani. Other base medrash. Nobody ever got to base medrash before me. No one ever got to base medrash before me. What an incredible statement. Aleph. The Bach says the loyachalti mebehema. Shalihur mu matnasel. So we'll explain this in a moment. First, Mazel Tov again. Chof Ches, another blot in Shas. Another blot in Shas. With Dr. David. With Dr. David. Okay. Lebrachti lefnei koyin. Leachalti mevehem oishol humamat noisel. The Bach changes the order. Now, the Zeroya, the Chayayim, and Keva. The leg, the jaw, which includes the tongue, and the Keva, one of the stomachs, is something that should be given to a koyin even today. Even today. We don't do it. We do not do it. Some Sefer used to do this before Yom Tov Shechted a Korban and gave it to a Kohen. And the question is, we'll see in the Gemara whether or not if it's that animal from which these were not separated to give to a Kohen, is it going to have any Sheikhs to Tevel? We'll see in a moment. You may not eat from an animal that these three things were not given away. Again, we don't hold like this. We don't hold like this. It's a nice thing to do, as I said. Very few people do it. I never heard anybody doing it nowadays.
But a bachur is a bigger issue today, though.
What's that?
Isn't a bachur today a bigger issue?
A bachur. That's a different thing. Nothing to do with that. That's no shaykhus there. So bachur has kedusha. Bachur has kedusha.
I'm afraid of the one who was very patient in this Talmud.
Shalom Garfinkel. He's asking Tyson's Kasha in the bottom of Zion with Bays. Give Falda Kakasha. What do you mean, Reprayed? Reprayed at Arichas Yomim because of a different reason because they learned 400 times with his Talmudim. You look at Tyson's different Matko Shol Talmudim with Reprayed. Baruch Sheki Vanta. Give Falda. Zokti Maravaita. Ram Rabbi Yechanan. Kol Tamu Chacham Shemavarech. Lefonov, afilu koyin gadol amaretz, oisei tam v'chochem chayiv misa. Shenem ba'kol masani avu moves al tikkun masani yelo masniy ki kama iu b'shoven. In other words, what are you telling me? A milo? It's not a milo. It's halacha. Very hard halacha. We don't do this either nowadays. Koyin asked the bench. Gvaldik v'kidashtoi mitzasei. And what about a tam v'chochem? We also asked the bench. So if a Kohen, a Moritz, and a Talmud Chacham there, it's also for the Talmud Chacham to let the Kohen bench. And if he does, Chayiv Misa. So he meant they were equal. He came here with Shavin. That's a Shiloh. What does it mean, Shavin? If they were equal, so what's a Chiddush? It means he was a Talmud Chacham, but Talmud Chacham was not as big as he was. The Kohen was a Talmud Chacham, but not as big. This is also something that, you know, it's a Gemara. We're not makpid on this. Talmud Chacham is there with a group of Amoratzim, and they say, give a coin to bench. Shal Talmidim was Rabbi Chudi, Benakono, Kamamarach, Yomim, Amalhem, Miyomai, Lodis Kamadi, Biloy Chaveirai, I never took COVID from my friend getting denigrated. Loyalsa, Mitosi, Kulos Chaveirai, and never went on my mito, the Klolo of my friend. I forgave everybody when I got into bed. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Even got cursed out, he forgave him. We say that in Ramapo, right? Kuwaita, Vat, my near Yisi, I was also Vat with my money. What does that mean? Ki had Ravuna. Dori, Mora, Akasve. He was carrying some type of tool, a spade. Also, Rav Chana Bachir, Loivikot, Dori, Mine, he wanted to take it from him to be Mechabit him, because Shoko, Mine, Amalei. Wait, one second. Iragilis, Adoris, Masach, in your city, do you ever carry this on your shoulder? Dori. Viloi, Yisiakure, Anobizi, Luso, Didoch, I'm not going to be mechabed myself by giving you the spade, and you are going to denigrate yourself. Why nichali? But also, mitosi kulos chaverik yod amazutcho. He had solely put him again to his bed. Oma shari li, I gemara shari mare lechol man de tzaron. I'm meichel anybody who's with tzar me. I'm meichel him. Is there been any news show in the last who knows how many years where politician got up at night and he said, I forgive everybody for ranking me out all day. Vajramayna was also a generous person with his money. He would leave over an extra pruta for the chen ready from his mom. And you would think it meant that he gave $1 million tzedakah. It means he did something more than he had to do. Shal Rabbi Akiva, the great Rabbi Akiva, asked from the chunya, I got armor. The ma'arach the yomim, or amaloi ma'arach the yomim, also givoze, or gavoze, meaning his servants came to kamochle. They started beating him up. They didn't know who Rabbi Akiva was. What kind of question is this? You're mocking him that he's an old man. You're jealous that he's an old man. So he ran away and climbed a tree. From the top of the tree, he didn't stop. Keves is singular. What do you say echad for? Homalu tu rabbanon. No, you're not stopping some heckler who came in to ask how old I am. You're tu rabbanon. Shavku, let him down. Amale echad means miyuchad shebadoroi. Echad means it's miyuchad shebadoroi. Shebe edroi, miyuchad shebe edroi, miyuchad in the flock. Amale miyamad leki balti matona, isoye marati yalmi doisai. I was not makabo matona, isai, I was not makabo matona, skihod rabbeloza. Ki avi mishadri le matona is mi bein nesia, when the bein nasi, that was the Jewish leadership, would send presents to rabbeloza levi shakal, he wouldn't take them. Ki avi mizami le levi ozal, he wouldn't go to their simchiz. Amalu le nicha luchu. The ache, you don't want me to live. The pasuk in Mishle, which is brought down la'alochin shulchan aruch, sonim matonis yichye, a person should stay away from receiving presents. Rav Zeir gave him a shabri le mibay to see when they sent him a present, la'avi shokul, he didn't take it. Give him a zamnili when they invited him to their simchas, ozali went. Why? It's also a present to get a free meal. Nowadays, we get a chas invitation and say, oh no. When I was a kid, a chasana was a big deal. There's also a meal. People couldn't afford to eat. They got a meal. It's a gansatum, a meal. He said, no. When I come, I'm not receiving. They're receiving. By me going to their wedding, by me going to their simcha, it's a covet. What does that mean? Anybody's mavro midaisa, very famous. Gemara. If you're mavro midaisa, when someone gets you angry, you're mavro midaisa, my vira, medu kopshob. Shenema. Somebody's over al pesha. Let me know. He said, "Oh boy, let me show over al pesha." Somebody's over on something that was done against them. They'll carry away his avirus. Shal Rabbi Yisrael Yeshua ben Korcho, b'machti yomim. I'm like, "Katz the b'chai, what do you? Katz the what? You don't like him, an old man? What do you ask me?" The reactions here are unbelievable. I'm like, "Rabbi, Torah he a little bit on inside. It's Torah. What do you think? It's not a person who lives a long life. It's just happenstance. It's luck. It's because he brushes his teeth every day, which helps. Found the two dentists, it helps. Taira evil manai tzarech. Why? Maybe there's Taira, the Taira here. Tell me what. I never look at the face of a person who's a Russia. Never look at the face. Same thing. Does the same thing apply to photography, pictures of Rishon? Our magazines, all our kosher magazines, have faces and pictures of Rishon. Now that Selim wasn't a picture, but it was a form, like a statue. There would be a riot that you shouldn't look at the picture. Okay, Rabbi Lozer, Oma, and if you do, ain't of course, your eyesight becomes dimmed. He's talking Yitzhak with the Chiyana, ain't of a Rosh Mishum, the Stakel be Esav of Russia. His son, Esav of Russia. Now, you could say here, the Gemara says is Stakel. Stakel means to steer intently. Well, Gormalei, from Rabbi Yitzhak, Rabbi Yitzhak, Rabbi Yitzhak, Rabbi Yitzhak, Rabbi Yitzhak, Rabbi Melech, Rabbi Melech, cursed Soro. Yesterday's parsha, once again, thank you very much, Mr. Mark Steinberg, Shlita, Simmina Shabayim, Givaldi, Kila Soro, Viniskai Mizaro, Shenema, Hine Lachok, Susainayim, Altikriksus, Elixia Sainayim, Xia Sainayim, Sakin Mora, Hovahor Gormalay, Hovahor Gormalay, what was Gairim? The curse from Melech. And staring at Esav. But of course, Rashi brings down the other pshat that during the Akedah, the tears also yesterday. Akedah, the tears. Vagar Malay, Mamish, connected to the parashi, is Gavaldik. Rabba Mehacha, say, Spanay Rasha Loitai, Vishas Piti. Okay, it's not good. Shas piti rosoi, Shas piti rosoi, Malay Rebbe, Barachedi, give me a bracha. Amalay, Rosa, to the Gilda Chatsayoma, you should reach half my years. What? You want to live to be 100? I don't know how old he was. You want to live to be 100? That means your son's going to be 80. You'll never get a stellar. He's going to be grazing animals, and you're still going to be the Rav. What do you think of that? Avu abayi, b'yad abayi, chad abateisili, le'esalki, b'kusi, I never looked at a kusi. Chad abateisili, le'avdi, shut about the kusi, I never had a partnership with a goyi, with a kusi. Shalom, tell me, it's a big tumble, having a partner is a good, big tumble. Shalom, tell me, it's a big tumble. Shalom, tell me, it's a big tumble. Shalom, tell me, it's a big tumble. Gave you a long life, and will have a yom, like, b'ad a tibet, it's like, b'isi, it's right, b'isi. Oh, what a line. I never get angry once at home. I'm not asking anybody to respond to this. Never get angry once at home. I never thought in learning in a place you know how to think of learning. I was never happy when my friend got knocked down. I never called him by a nickname. Oh yeah, by say. Dalad Amas Blaytari Blaytulin means I never stopped thinking and learning. I never worked anywhere without thinking and learning.
What nicknames? I think that needs a week.
Yeah, the, everything.
The world very much.
Everything here needs a. Lot is all connected to yesterday's parsha. It's coming with parsha. Mamesh a sign of such a Simon Hashemayim. It's gavaldik. The Brisker Rav was going to his chuppah. He was walking down to his chuppah, and before he got down walking to his chuppah, there's all different types of avoda. But here's a litvish avoda. Reb Chaim asked him akasha, his father, and he wanted an answer when the chuppah was over. Yeah. When the chuppah was over, he wanted an answer. That's thinking and learning. That's what it means, thinking and learning. Okay, one second, we're off. We are going to be basically an answer to Chorab. He must feed him a toich, a big tumble, knock at 2 hours. Can you say, he has paid him in the shul? You don't spread ropes. You don't put in traps. It's a big room. You want to spread things out. Even on the gag of the shul, you don't put payers. You don't make a shortcut. Even to destroy this kedusha. Although by a sovereign, if the building is in a ruin and grass comes up, and now the building's ruined, should you rip out the grass? The agmas nefesh. Have the agmas nefesh of not doing it. You don't eat in them, you don't drink in them, you don't beautify yourself in them, and you don't take a walk in them. When it's hot, you don't go in to get cooled off. But you can learn there, and you can learn Mishnayos here. Maspidim behem, a maspid, hespid, a rabbin. There's a big tumult about saying hespidim in the shul. Okay, we're stopping here, Rabbi Isai. Hatzlocha Rabba once again. Dr. David, we will miss you terribly. Kol Tov.